simulcast on Facebook. It's about 6:05 now. Hope you all are having a good day today. Okay, well, we welcome everybody aboard Facebook as well as YouTube. We've entitled the night's broadcast, "The Lord is My Fortress." We're going to be doing a study out of the 18th Psalm tonight. But first, we're going to have Mark read some scripture, and then we're going to sing some songs, and then we'll get into the study. I'll turn the camera around so Mark can do his scripture reading for us.
Look at Joel chapter 1, 1 through 6. The past day of the locust. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. That which the plumber worm hath left hath the locust eaten, and that which the locust hath left hath the canker worm eaten, and that which the canker worm hath left hath the caterpillar eaten. Awake, ye drunkards, and weep, and howl, all ye drinkers of wine, because the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For nation has come upon my land strong without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he hath the cheek teeth of the great lion.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Yes.
Okay, the first selection that Mark would like to sing is John Newton's 363, 'Tis a Point I Long to Know.
'Tis a point I long to know, up in God's anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I His or am I not? If I love, why am I thus? Why this dull and lifeless strain? Hardly sure can they be worse, who have never heard His name. If my love so hard to make, prayer a task and burden proof, every trifle gives me pain. If I knew a Savior's love, when I turn my eyes within, all is vain and dark and wild, filled with unbelief and sin. Can I deem myself a child if I pray or hear or read? Sin is mixed with all I do. You that love the Lord indeed, tell me, is it thus with you? Could I joy His saints to me, choose the way I once support, find at times the promise sweet, if I did not love the Lord? Let me love Thee more and more, touch me with Thy love, I pray. If I have not loved before, help me to begin today.
Okay, Rosette would like to sing number 211, On the Mountain Tops Appearing.
On the mountain's top appearing, lo, the sacred herald stands. Welcome news to Zion Berry, Zion long in hostile lands. Mourning captive God himself will loose thy bands. Mourning captive, God himself will loose thy bands. Has the night been long and mournful? Have thy friends unfaithful proved? Have thy foes been proud and scornful? By thy sighs and tears unmoved? Cease thy mourning, Zion still is well beloved. Cease thy mourning, Zion still is well beloved. God thy God will now restore thee. He himself appears thy friend. All thy foes shall flee before thee. Hear their boast and triumphs end. Great deliverance, Zion's king will surely send. Great deliverance, Zion's king will surely send. Peace and joy shall now attend thee. All thy warfare now be past. God thy Savior will defend thee. Victory is thine at last. All thy conflicts end in everlasting rest. All thy conflicts end in everlasting rest.
Okay. The last one we'll sing before we sing a psalm is 436. I will sing the wondrous story.
I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. How he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that was astray. Threw his loving arms around me, drew me back into his way. I was bruised, but Jesus healed me. Faint was I from many a fall. Sight was gone and fears possessed me, but he freed me from them all. Days of darkness still come o'er me, sorrow's paths I often tread. But the Savior still is with me, by his hand I'm safely led. He will keep me till the river rolls its waters at my feet. Then he'll bear me safely over where the loved ones I shall meet. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea.
Okay, the psalm tonight we're going to sing is on page 38, and it's Psalm 40F.
Give not in my heart your truth and saving help. Your faithfulness I preach in the assembly great. You'll not withhold from me your tender mercies, Lord, and your unfailing love will ever keep me safe. Misfortunes beyond count have taken hold of me. My sin flows in on me, so that I cannot see. In greater sum are they than hairs upon my head. So my heart fails in me, my courage fades away. Come to my rescue, Lord. O Lord, make haste to help. Let all who seek my life be shamed and be confused. Let them fall back in shame who want to see my hurt. Let them be dumb who jeer, ah-ha, ah-ha to me. Let all men who seek you
Be glad in him you join. In your salvation love, say glory to the Lord. Though I'm in want and poor, the Lord takes thought of me. My help, my Savior, come. Oh God, do not delay.
Dear Lord, we pray that you would be with us tonight in this service. Pray that your word would be open to us. Your Holy Spirit would guide and lead and direct our thoughts and our minds. Be centered on you. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Well, we appreciate all of you who joined us tonight for this study. And I want to welcome J. Michael Busteman. And thank you, J. Michael, for everything. Joseph Saracen, thank you for joining us. And J. Michael says hello to Larry, Rosette, and Mark. And they say hello back. And all of you who've joined us that we cannot see on the screen here, and those on YouTube and the other programs that we'll see. Rick Batorik is over on the YouTube side, and he quotes, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Rick, I've missed you. I know you're really busy, but I've missed our conversations together. You're in our thoughts and our prayers, as well as your wife. Well, tonight I want to look at the 18th Psalm. The 18th Psalm. Is a very, very comforting psalm. And it says at the preface of this in my Bible, "To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul." So he had been in a very dark place. And Saul was seeking to have him killed. This is David's praise, really, for God's deliverance from Saul. Now, I don't think I'm going to cover all of this psalm, because it is a pretty long psalm. It's 50 verses, but I'm just going to highlight some of the verses that sort of stood out to me. Beginning with verse 1, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me in my distress. I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth. Devoured coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub, and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place, his pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the sky. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He shot out lightnings and discomfited them. You know, it's really hard not to read every verse of this psalm. I think I'm just going to read it and make a few comments on it. Then the channels of waters were seen and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters, he delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord and am not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so the bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given the shield of thy salvation, given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them, that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet, for thou hast girded me with strength into the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the neck of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. People whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. Well, what a beautiful psalm that is. David was a warrior, but David was also a spiritual warrior, and God delivered him and set him in a high place. I don't know if you all have ever seen this little book called The Valley of Vision, and this is a Puritan devotional, and I'm going to be reading some things out of this devotional tonight, and I hope it's edifying to you. This first reading I'm going to read is called Love to Jesus. Love to Jesus. If I love thee, my soul shall seek thee. But can I seek thee unless my love to thee is kept alive to this end? Do I love thee because thou art good and cannot alone do me good, and canst alone do me good? It is fitting thou shouldest not regard me, for I am vile and selfish, yet I seek thee, and when I find thee, there's no wrath to devour me, but only sweet love. Thou dost stand as a rock between the scorching sun and my soul, and I live under the coolie side as one elect. When my mind acts without thee, it spends nothing but deceit and delusion. When my affections act without thee, nothing is seen but dead works. Oh, how I need thee to abide in me, for I have no natural eyes to see thee. But I live by faith in one whose face to me is brighter than a thousand suns. When I see that all sin is in me, all shame belongs to me, let me know that all good is in thee, all glory is thine. Keep me from error of thinking. Thou dost appear gloriously when some strange light fills my heart, as if there were the glorious activity of grace. But let me see that the truest revelation of thyself is when thou dost eclipse all my personal glory and all the honor, pleasure, and good of this world. The sun breaks out in glory when he shows himself as one who outshines all creation, makes men poor in spirit, and helps them to find their good in him. Grant that I may distress myself to see my all in thee. What a beautiful, beautiful reading. This was, next one is entitled The Love of Jesus. This book was given to me, you know, actually I exchanged it for a book that I gave to my friend from Harrison, Arkansas. This is called The Love of Jesus. O Father of Jesus, help me to approach thee with deepest reverence, not with presumption, not with servile fear, but with holy boldness. Thou art beyond the grasp of my understanding, but not beyond that of my love. Thou knowest that I love thee supremely, for thou art supremely adorable, good, and perfect. My heart melts at the love of Jesus, my brother, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Married to me, dead for me, risen for me, he is mine and I am his. Given to me as well as for me. I am never so much mine as when I am his, or so much lost to myself until lost in him. Then I find my true manhood. But my love is frost and cold, ice and snow. Let his love warm me, lighten my burden, be my heaven. May it be more revealed to me in all its influences, that my love to him may be more fervent and glowing. Let the mighty tide of his everlasting love cover the rocks of my sin and care. Then let my spirit float above these things which had else wrecked my life. Make me fruitful by living to that love, my character becoming more beautiful every day. If traces of Christ's love artistry be upon me, may he work on with his divine brush until the complete image be obtained and I be made a perfect copy of him, my master. O Lord Jesus, come to me. O divine spirit, rest upon me. O Father, look on me in mercy for sake of the well beloved. Well, I'm going to read a couple more of these before we end tonight's time that we have together. This one is called Resting on God. O God, most high, most glorious, the thought of thine infinite serenity cheers me. For I am toiling and moiling, troubled and distressed, but thou art forever at perfect peace. Thy designs cause thee no fear or care of unfulfillment. They stand fast as the eternal hills. Thy power knows no bond, thy goodness no stint. Thou bringest order out of confusion, and my defeats are thy victories. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. I come to thee as a sinner, with cares and sorrows, to leave every concern entirely to Thee, every sin calling for Christ's precious blood. Revive deeply, spiritually, in my heart. Let me live near to the Great Shepherd, hear His voice, know its tones, follow its calls. Keep me from deception by causing me to abide in the truth, from harm by helping me to walk in the power of the Spirit. Give me intenser faith in the external verities, burning into me by experience the things I know. Let me never be ashamed of the truth of the gospel, that I may bear its reproach, vindicate it, see Jesus as its essence, know in it the power of the Spirit. Lord, help me, for I am often lukewarm and chill. Unbelief mars my confidence. Sin makes me forget Thee. Let the weeds that grow in my soul be cut at their roots. Grant me to know that I truly live only when I live to Thee, that all else is trifling. Thy presence alone can make me holy, devout, strong, and happy. Abide in gracious God. Well, the last one I'm going to read is entitled Election. Holy Trinity, all praise to Thee for electing me to salvation. By foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus. I adore the wonders of Thy condescending love, marvel at the true believer's high privilege, within whom all heaven comes to dwell, abiding in God and God in Him. I believe it helped me experience it to the full. Continue to teach me that Christ's righteousness satisfies justice and evidence by Thy love. Help me to make use of it by faith as the grounds of my peace and of Thy favor and acceptance, so that I may live always near the cross. It is not feeling the Spirit that proves my saved state, but the truth of what Christ did perfectly for me. All holiness in Him is by faith made mine, as if I had done it. Therefore I see the use of His righteousness for satisfaction to divine justice and making me righteous. It is not inner sensation that makes Christ's death mine, for that may be delusion, being without the Word, but His death apprehended by my faith and so testified by the Word and Spirit. I bless Thee for these lively exercises of faith for the righteousness that is mine in Jesus, for grace to resign my will to Thee. I rejoice to think that all things are at Thy disposal, and I love to leave them there. Then prayer turns wholly into praise, and all I can do is to adore and love Thee. I want not the favor of man to lean upon, for I know Thy electing grace is infinitely better. Well, I hope this has been a blessing to you tonight. Do we have a final selection?
323, Calling for Victory.
323.
I saw a wayward traveler in tattered garments clad, and struggling up the mountain, it seemed that he was sad. His back was laden heavy, his strength was almost gone, yet shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come. Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. The summer sun was shining, the sweat was on his brow, his garments worn and dusty, his steps seemed very slow. But he kept pressing onward, for he was wending home.
still shouting as you journey, deliverance will come. The songsters in the arbor that stood beside the way attracted his attention, inviting his delay. His watchword being onward, he stopped his ears and ran, and shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come. I saw him in the evening, the sun was bending low. He'd overtopped the mountain and reached the vale below. He saw the golden city, his everlasting home, and shouted loud, Hosanna, deliverance will come. While gazing on that city, just o'er the narrow flood, a band of holy angels came from the throne of God. They bore him on their pinions, safe o'er the dashing foam, and joined him in his triumph, deliverance has come. I heard the song of triumph they sang upon the shore. Our Jesus has redeemed us to suffer evermore. Then, looking once more backward, he viewed the racing run and shouted loud, Hosanna, deliverance has come. Then palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear.
Well, we will look forward to seeing you next Sunday, the good Lord being in the matter, and we hope everyone has a good week, and our prayers are with you, and remember us in prayer as well. God bless, and good night.